Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. You know, we were mulling over this idea of soul food. You know, what is soul food, for crying out loud? I think I know.
From what you've told me of your background, John, I think you've probably eaten a lot of soul food in your past.
Of course I have, yeah.
Well, name me two things.
Well, you know, basically my idea, if you ask me what is soul food, I would say ham hocks and butter beans with cornbread.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
And maybe some mustard greens. Cook up a mess of mustard greens, as they say, and some ham hocks and butter beans, and you've got it. And if you've got some good cornbread, yeah, then you've got it. But you know what it is? That's ethnic food. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. And maybe that's what all soul food really is. And maybe all ethnic food is soul food.
Well, I think back to what my granny would cook for us when we lived in Shanghai, and she was making Iraqi food, Middle Eastern food.
Middle Eastern food.
But it was, you know, a roast chicken with the herbs that she would use would certainly be considered, I would consider it soul food. She used lots of spices, lots of herbs in her cooking. She cooked a lot of chicken. I would call that soul food. Mm-hmm. She made lots of desserts. I don't know if we consider desserts soul food.
I don't know. Usually the desserts don't seem to come into soul food that much. But see, now your dad was Russian.
Yes.
So what would he consider soul food?
Oh, pelmeni, I'm sure.
Pelmeni.
Pelmeni, which are little raviolis.
Oh, yeah, little raviolis.
Just about every culture has that kind of thing. You know, dough wrapped around a filling of some kind, usually meat.
What about borscht?
Borscht, yes. It was always hot. We had that a lot. My Russian granny would make that.
Now, would you say, you know, an Italian would say, hey, pizza, you know, or...
Well, or minestrone.
Minestrone.
That would definitely be soul food.
Yeah.
But I think any pasta dish, you know, especially with with a tomato-y sauce or pasta carbonara, which has, you know, eggs and bacon and cheese.
I love carbonara.
Yeah, that would be soul food. And even pesto. Basil pesto?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we eat a lot of that during the summer because basil is just so, it's everywhere. And I make up fresh pesto and we use it up quite quickly. And it's not uncommon for us to have a couple of nights a week for dinner is just basil pesto on our pasta. So that was definitely I would consider a soul food.
Yeah, a good friend of mine bit into a pastry-looking thing that he was holding, and I said, what is that? And he says, hey, it's Jewish soul food. It's a knish.
Knish. It is Jewish soul food.
But, you know, I grew up in Detroit, and, you know, there were a lot of Southerners there, like my folks. My folks were from Alabama, and that's, of course, where I get the whole notion about butter beans and ham hocks. A lot of those other people, though, they would say red beans and rice.
Sure.
Red beans and rice is a staple of soul food. And there were restaurants around Detroit which would advertise soul food. That might even be the name of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I would go there. I never liked their cornbread. It was always one person would do cornbread without yellow cornmeal. With white cornmeal. And I'd think to myself, that can't possibly be, you know. But another person would come along and say, are you kidding? That yellow cornmeal, where did they get that? I think that's something they invented up north. The Yankees did that, you know. I don't think so, you know.
And they probably put sugar. They put sugar in it, too.
that was the thing my mother would say. She said, a lot of these Yankees, you know, they put sugar in it, but that's really Johnny cake or something, you know. And I'd say, I understood exactly what she meant. Sugar doesn't belong in cornbread, you know.
No, corn is sweet enough.
Heck yeah, but now, you know, I make it with chilies in it, and I don't think my mother would have gone for that one. She would have said, you know, you're introducing foreign substances into
Of, I think
cornbread.
I think you're,
that cannot be done. You know.
Well, yes, it can. This is your soul food, your own, your own soul.
Everybody
food.
Has their own soul
and,
food.
You know, ribs, which are so popular, I think, all over the country.
Ribs. Oh, yeah.
You know, baby back ribs or St. Louis ribs, which are a larger size. Any the ribs are so popular, and I think it's the sauce, which tends to be sour sweet. You know, sweet sour sauce, and then the really tender meat. That's easily a soul food.
Well, you know, it's true. There used to be a little jingle on the radio. Don't cook tonight. Call Chicken Delight. Well, Chicken Delight is out of sight. These people would deliver chicken or ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice. That was soul food. Mm-hmm. And you'd get Detroit barbecued ribs. Somebody in South Carolina would say, you have no idea what a barbecue rib really is. You have no idea.
Because they have their own versions and the sauces, yeah. too.
That's the nature of it, folks. But I know you all have your own soul food. And possibly you relate it to
the food guys.